Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with Vint co-founder Nick. Is there an easy way to give an elevator pitch for what Vint is all about?
Yeah, I will say, unfortunately, there's probably not a glamorous way to put it. I say Vint curates the finest wines and spirits in the world. We spent 8 months to file paperwork with the SEC so that you can transparently, efficiently, and through a trusted platform, invest in wine and spirits. Unfortunately, I think that's probably as glamorous as I can make it.
Well, that's completely understandable. That is glamorous in its simplicity. Now, Billy, your title being head of wine at Vint, can you explain about your job a little bit?
Yeah, so I like Nick always provides a nice, concise overview of the whole process, but the actual theme generation and I guess synthesis or the beginning of the process starts with me. I'm keeping, you know, kind of tabs on the wine market as it's moving, trends that are happening kind of globally in terms of collector interest, auction happenings, and marketplace trends. And then I put together this basket, which we then present to our investment committee. So I'm kind of in at the beginning. I go back and forth with them, kind of get their feedback, see where we're going, and then kind of basically just monitor it, the process throughout the way. So I get their feedback, we tweak a little bit, we send to our merchants. They say we have these specific wines from these specific vintages. We go back and forth on what we would think would be most put together the strongest collection for our investors. And then once that happens, I'll work with them to finalize the purchase. And with Nick, we organize where the wines will be kept. Most of them are kept in the UK. I would say 80% of our wines at the time. Or if they're going to be in the US, we have two different storage facilities here as well. So we just work out those details. And then and then it's off to creating the collection materials, whether it be the thesis that we include with every collection or the other materials that are on the website itself.
How does a winery or a wine get on your radar? How do they get noticed by Vint?
So we take a multi-step approach to source our wines. Billy, our head of wine, is collaborating with our wine investment committee. We have two of the 50 or so masters of wine here in the U.S., a fund manager and an importer on that investment committee. And they're doing what I call the fundamental analysis. They're looking at the market, looking at themes, looking at different regions, vintages to find out what could be interesting. From there, we're looking at market pricing data, and we go to a number of different suppliers all across the world, UK, US, and we'll say, here are the wines that we want to curate into a collection. From there, we iterate on the underlying bottles to form what we find to be interesting collections. So we've had everything from DRC, Domaine de la Romanée Conti, which most famous expensive bottle out there. We've done whiskey, we've done Bordeaux futures, and yeah, once we curate the assets, we file the paperwork, and then you can go onto the platform and buy as little as one share or hundreds of shares.
Can you expand on that a bit, Billy, in that there's multiple ways, several ways of sourcing?
There's two routes, I guess we go. I think the main route that a lot of our collections are basically tried and true to some historically well-known wines. A lot of these are blue chip. So many of the what's considered investable at the moment will be these well-known brands. When it comes to something we explore in the future, whether it be working with local producers to do futures or to feature their wine in direct-to-consumer packs, those are either connections we've made just in the industry, just working in the industry, potentially from our wine investment committee, or just me, for example, going around and tasting and looking for interesting wine stories. So there are a bunch of opportunities, a bunch of new and upcoming producers that we're always trying to keep our eye out for to work with and continue to push the wine industry forward. But at the same time, a large majority of our current collections are made up of the kind of the tried and true well-known names from Europe and America.
Right. You guys have consciously gone towards, or that's just what the markets, what the investors type, that's what they feel secure in?
Yeah, I would say it's the latter. Our goal, first and foremost, is to provide a a quality investment for our platform members and our investors. So in order to do so, we kind of turned to the wines and the producers that have had the best historical track record and historically created wines that have provided returns in the past. So with that lens, we're trying to put our best foot forward with our investors, and then we'll continually try to see who's coming onto the scene to provide the opportunities in the future.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.